Welcome everybody to The World is a Mess. I just want to steampunk it. This is episode 95, October 3rd, 2023. I'm your host, Steampunk Starraisin, and I am here in North Hollywood, California, and I am here with my co-host, Daniel Bertison. He is in Bellwood, Ontario, Canada. How's it going, Daniel?
I am good. I just, the Star Wars finale was actually, it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad either.
It was mostly entertaining. I was disappointed because I was expecting another showdown between Baylan Skoll and Ahsoka, and they're kind of gearing up towards that. And they kind of left it off to resume, I guess, in season two. But unfortunately, the actor, Ray Stevenson, who did a good job as Baylan Skoll, had hardly any participation in the season finale. Like, he just drifted off alone, and then his apprentice drifted off on her own, and I guess she's now trying to commandeer that tribe of raiders with the red mask, to become her army. And I don't know if we'll ever find out why Baylan Skoll stayed behind and why he didn't participate in the fight when the actor Ray Stevenson is dead. I hope they resume his character, like do some CGI on the face, or bring in a different actor to play the same character, because we need resolution on that character. It felt very unresolved. But Admiral Thrawn, I thought they were going to kill him off in the season finale, but no, he didn't get killed off. Spoilers ahead if you haven't seen it. But he didn't get killed off. He actually survived and got into the new galaxy. So they're doing the whole new Heir to the Empire story. Ezra made it on the Star Destroyer, but Ahsoka is stranded. So yeah, I thought it was a pretty good episode. I just wish they would have had a little bit more resolution with Baylan Skoll and Shin Hati.
Yeah, definitely.
But overall, I would, on a scale of 1 to 10, I really love. Oh, we got zombie stormtroopers for the first time.
Yeah,
Zombies.
they introduced those in the books.
Yeah, they did. And then now, Filoni's been taking a lot of Star Wars legends and making it canon. So that was awesome to see zombie stormtroopers, and they even had like creepy sound. And then there was like the night troopers that were like zombie death troopers. Those were pretty cool as well. So we got a lot of cool stuff. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would give it about an 8. I was a little disappointed with the lack. Baylan Skoll had no dialogue. You just see him kind of floating in the background towards the end. And Shin Hati had no dialogue. And you see her trying to, I guess, become the leader of a new group of raiders on that planet. What's the name of the planet that they're
I
stranded on?
forgot.
What
It's
are
like
you
the Night
smiling at?
Sisters.
You seem very amused by something. What's
No,
so
nothing,
amused?
nothing. That was I was just looking at a picture, but
A
okay.
picture of what? A picture of what? What's making you so smile so much?
I don't want to say it here because it's a little bit embarrassing. I don't want to say it,
Just tell me.
Well, okay. I was okay.
You're
I
letting
gave you a
it
link.
intrude into the podcast slash
Yeah. Sorry.
video.
I
Just
gave you a
tell me.
link. I gave you a link to the person I recently unsubscribed from. And I was
Oh, that.
thinking,
Cleo Abram. Yeah, she's a pretty big YouTuber. She does a lot of science related videos.
oh, you know her?
Yeah, I mean, I'm subscribed to her, I think.
Oh, you are? Oh, well. I recently unsubbed because I'm just like, oh my God, all you're talking about is science and astronomy and stuff.
That's
And
her specialty.
I'm like, get into gaming, get into sci-fi, and
Well, not
like
everything revolves around your interests, Daniel.
I know. And I just like I knew a girl who was into gaming and sci-fi, you know who I'm talking about. I knew a girl who was into that kind of stuff. You're not into that stuff. No, goodbye. I've unsubbed from you. And I just unsubbed.
Okay.
If, but whatever. It's a shame. She is pretty. But I just don't understand why she has 1.2 million subscribers. That's insane.
She's got 1.5, 1.5.
1.5. That's insane. But okay. Anyways, going back to Ahsoka. Yeah,
I've
what
never,
were you
I have
saying?
nothing against her. Sometimes I find some of her videos a bit dry without context, but some of her videos are interesting. Yeah, I'm subscribed to her.
Oh.
I wouldn't say she's like in my top 10 favorite YouTubers, but she's interesting. She tries to do science education videos. I'm nothing against her. But I find her videos sometimes very interesting, sometimes kind of boring. It just depends on the subject. But mostly, I think she is an asset to the scientific community because she's using her charisma to promote science. And I'm all for that because we need a lot more science education and we need
Yeah,
more science literacy.
I was gonna write something funny like, "Groat! Never mind, I'm gonna say it."
Okay, you're having a lot of fun with this, huh?
No, I just, sorry. But anyways, yeah, so. No, I was gonna say something funny like, "Grow out your sideburns, lady! Grow out your sideburns!"
Oh, you like women with sideburns.
No, I just wanted to see, I thought it was hilarious, but no. No, I mean,
Okay,
seriously.
you're being weird now.
Yeah, I know, I'll be weird. So what I'm saying, okay, so moving on. Yeah, a lot of people do watch the videos. Everybody is saying this is woke trash.
What is woke trash?
Ahsoka episode 8. You're like, it's woke trash. It's
Well, I would
SJW.
say that that if you're not woke, you're asleep. If you're fucking asleep, then I don't want nothing to do with you because you ain't paying attention.
Yeah,
So if you're not woke, you're asleep. And if you're asleep, I want nothing to do with you because you ain't paying attention. You're
what does
fucking
that mean?
asleep.
What does that mean?
Well,
Go woke?
to be woke is a blanket term that conservatives use to criticize anything they don't like. They used to use the term politically correct, but now they just use woke. And they're the ones that are politically correct because they conservatives have a purity test that if you don't meet their, pure, if you're not a fine example of strong moral Christian purity values, then they want nothing to do with you. And they have a narrow-minded view on reality. And they only want freedom of their religion and freedom of their speech above anybody else's. And so what woke used to be a positive term. It used to mean that you were aware of your surroundings, you were aware of the injustices of the world, you were aware of, bigotry, racism, the history that led up to why things are the way they are, the injustices that we have, sexism, misogyny. So woke used to be like 10 years ago, that used to be considered a positive term. If you were woke, you were aware of things. But now you have people who react to things politically and emotionally, like your MAGA Trump cult Republicans. They just re emotionally react to stuff. And everything's a meme, let's just own the libs, forsaking of owning the libs. And they criticize anything as woke that they don't understand or don't relate to, or anything that they find scary or that they don't agree with. It's all under one blanket term, woke. And to me, if you're anti-woke, that means you're asleep. So if you ain't woke, you're asleep. And if you're asleep, I don't want nothing to do with you because you ain't paying attention to the truth. You're asleep to it. So yeah,
Oh, that makes
all
sense.
those people who criticize Ahsoka for being woke, they're just full of shit. Sorry, they're full of crap. They're full of crap. I'm just so sick of hearing woke, 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 woke. I mean, it's their crutch, their emotional crutch, their blanket term for anything they don't like. You know, it's like, come on, man. You need to learn to think critically, not just of others, but of yourself as well. So.
Go woke, go home broke. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's a nice meme and that's a nice rhyme, but it's not based on reality.
Yeah, I never heard this word in the 90s. Nah, it didn't exist back in the 90s.
No, it's been around. The term's been around for probably like 15, 20 years. 10 years ago, it used to have positive aspects. East, like I said, it used to mean that you were aware of the injustices around you. And now, it's just a blanket term that conservatives use to describe anything they don't like, that anything they can't tolerate. So anything that they find scary.
Yeah, wow.
But yeah, today we've had historical precedent of Speaker of the House McCarthy was the first Speaker of the House to be ousted from power.
Oh, really? What
By
happened?
Matt Gaetz, who my nickname for Matt Gaetz is basically he's like creepy Jack Nicholson with less charisma, who wants to get laid and is just realizing that being a congressman won't get him laid alone, and he's miserable because of it. Anyway, that's my opinion of Matt Gaetz, and he's a Florida man all the way. He's
That
and not,
congressman wants to get laid.
I mean, he's been accused of sexually groping and sexually harassing Trump aides when he was working with Trump in the White House. Matt Gaetz has been accused of sleeping with a 17-year-old prostitute. He's still under investigation by the FBI because of it. So yeah, this guy has a history of sexual harassment, of sexual assault, alleged sexual assault. And yeah, he's Jack Nicholson with less charisma, and he's just coming to the realization that he can't get laid just by being a congressman. You actually have to have an attractive personality, which he
Yeah.
does not. And he's a Florida man all the way. If you just Google Florida man, it's usually bad. And he's a congressman from Florida. But yeah, so political chaos on the Republican side. The Democrats and I think about six Republicans, or actually no, it might have been eight. There was like eight Republicans who voted to oust Kevin McCarthy, and this is the first time that a Speaker of the House has been recalled, and they had a no confidence vote in the Speaker of the House, and it's created political chaos. So we'll see as it goes forward. The Republicans were angry that Kevin McCarthy cut a deal with Joe Biden to keep the government open, prevent the government from shutting down. And the Democrats were angry that Kevin McCarthy went back on his deal with Joe Biden and said that he wasn't going to vote on Ukraine funding. And the Democrats were angry that Kevin McCarthy was Trump's choice for Speaker of the House and that he was politically closely aligned with Trump, even though Trump had done a coup and jeopardized the lives of all members of Congress from on January 6th with the, trying to interfere with the election and trying to do a coup to overthrow the government in favor of more power for himself. So I'm not surprised. And then Kevin McCarthy said he's not going to run for speaker again. So we'll see who becomes the next Speaker of the House, but it's going to be political chaos in the meantime. But
Trump 2024.
screw Trump 2024. I'm not for Trump at all. Trump is the worst candidate for 2024.
I don't know if I
He
believe that Trump is like he's like against Russia, and he doesn't want nothing to do with Russia, and he's like anti-war, and I don't
I
know.
don't know. Trump has brought up Putin so many times. He talks about Putin in such a positive light that I think he'd kiss Putin's ass. But I mean, I don't think we should be involved in war in Europe. I think we should be talking with Russia, peace talks to try to avert World War III. I don't like this rift which that is developing between East and West when it becomes China over Taiwan or Russia over Ukraine. We've got to at least go to the moral high ground, at least try to talk. Even if it doesn't come to anything, you at least gotta try.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Next year presidential election, I can honestly say I can't predict what's going to happen. Donald Trump is being brought up on 91 charges in multiple states, and he's already been held civilly liable for rape. He's already been held civilly liable for business fraud in upstate New York. We'll see if he actually goes to prison and if he's even actually allowed to run for president next year.
If
And
you were a
he
lawyer,
doesn't
would
even
you,
go ahead.
if you were a lawyer, would you represent Trump?
Hell no. Hell no.
Even if he gives you a lot of money.
Oh, that's the thing about Trump. He screwed over Rudy Giuliani when he owes Rudy Giuliani money. He screwed
Really?
him. Yeah, he wouldn't pay him. Trump is
Whoa.
notorious for not paying his workers. He had a
Yeah, you
casino.
owe
He
me as
had
a
a
vulture
casino.
capitalist.
He had a casino that he ran, where he just basically declared bankruptcy and refused to pay his workers. And then
Again?
they had to sue him. Well, no, this was like back in the 90s.
Oh.
His workers had to sue him, and they only got a fraction of their wages. So yeah, Trump is notorious for being against labor, being anti-labor, not paying his employees, not paying his attorneys. He's very dishonest as a businessman. He's gotten away with it through his whole life. We'll see if Trump continues to get away with what he's doing. So, but yeah, he's Trump is a corrupt, narcissistic bastard. The only person he cares about is himself. And maybe sleeping with his own daughter. Other than that,
No.
well, yeah, just look up Donald Trump and Ivanka Trump. You can see pictures of Ivanka Trump when she was like a teenager, sitting, dancing, grinding her ass against her daddy's crotch in a mini skirt. I'm not kidding. And there's been many times where Trump has said that, she wasn't my daughter, I would totally date her. It's just like really creepy. He has like a really creepy sexual attraction to his own daughter. I think more people need to be aware of that and pay attention to that, because it shows you what kind of a cretin Trump is. It's just one of many examples why you shouldn't vote for the evil bastard, evil narcissistic bastard. But yeah, and he's authoritarian, he's a
I heard that
fascist.
some.
He has said that he wants to execute his political enemies. He has said that he wants to suspend the Constitution. He wants to jail his political enemies. So yeah, Trump would destroy democracy if he returns to the White House, and I hope it doesn't happen. But polls are really close between Biden and Trump. If you look up, it's like, man, are people stupid or what? But I'm confident that he wouldn't win in a general election. But even if he loses in 2024, he's just going to say that it was rigged. If he wins, he's going to destroy democracy. If he loses, he's going to create political chaos, because he's going to claim that they cheated again, and he's going to claim that they stole the election from him again. So,
Yeah.
it's I'm not looking forward to the shit show.
Well, if he didn't destroy democracy the first time, I don't think he'll do it this time.
He almost did the first time. He
Oh,
tried
really?
to. He tried to. Yeah, you're not familiar with January 6th?
Oh, yeah. That,
He tried to destroy democracy on January 6th. He didn't want
He
to
almost
concede that he didn't want to concede the election. He didn't want to admit that Biden won by 7 million votes. He kept pushing the conspiracy theory that
I heard that almost overthrew the government.
yeah,
Almost.
he almost overthrew the government. It's the first time in history that we haven't had a peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah.
But if you look here, you see that?
Yep.
These are the presidential polls. This is on a website called 538.com and has the latest presidential polls. Biden versus DeSantis. Biden leads by 3 points. Biden versus Trump, dead even. This is crazy. Now it's only 43% versus 43%. So what that tells me is 14% is going to vote for either third party candidates, and there's a large percentage of people who are undecided. But I am confident that enough people realize how much of a threat Trump is and they would vote against him. But I know some states have sued to disqualify him from the ballot because he is an insurrectionist and he tried to do a coup against Biden. And considering he did a coup, tried to attempt a coup against Biden, then, this would mean that he should be disqualified, and I would agree with that. But yeah, you have another poll here, the Harris X poll. It shows Trump ahead by 3 points. You have Echelon Insights poll where it shows Biden ahead by 1 point, but there's a lot of undecided, and it shouldn't be. Trump is such a cretin and such a scumbag and such a criminal that it shouldn't even be that close. Biden should be ahead by like 20 points. But part of it is a lot of Americans are suffering and they feel like Biden's not doing enough. And they feel like Biden is like a zombie because Biden is, Biden's 80 years old. I think he's, how old is Biden?
Yeah, a lot of people are complaining about Biden. You should hear some of the things they say about him.
Yeah, but Trump would be worse. Do you not remember? I remember when Trump was president, I had a hard time buying toilet paper. Thank you, Trump.
Oh, you did? Oh, yeah, I remember you saying that.
I remember when Trump was president, we had COVID lockdowns. Thank you, Trump, because Trump refused to listen to his advisors about COVID. He refused to, he gutted the CDC. Thank you, Trump, for gutting the CDC and allowing COVID to spread and 1 million Americans to die. Thank you, Trump. People forget. They too easily forget all the horrible things that Trump has did as president. Trump almost started a war with Iran. We nearly averted a war with Iran. Thank you, Trump, for assassinating Iranian commander and almost starting World War III with Iran. Thank you, Trump. So no, screw Trump. People need to speak out. Screw Trump. But yeah, Biden's 80 years old because Biden was born November 20th, 1942, which in November he'll be 81, and that means he'll be 82 running for re-election. He'll be 86. So I would rather have an elderly grandpa who has problems speaking, and we have to admit that Biden does have problems with speaking. He struggles to communicate full sentences. I would rather have that over Donald Trump any day. I mean, look at Donald Trump. Look how fat and lazy that guy is. I mean, he's morbidly obese. He has a long tie to try to hide his gut. He has really baggy suits on. I mean, look at the guy. He's just morbidly obese. The guy's never worked hard a day in his life. He hardly works even when he's scamming people. And he's got this weird crush on his own daughter. He wants to sleep with his own daughter. Come on, people, wake up, wake up. Wake up. This guy's a
It's weird.
scumbag. He's a scumbag. Wake up.
He's very eccentric.
He's very eccentric. He's amusing to make fun of, but he's not amusing when he's in power. I don't know if you remember when Trump held up the Bible upside down and he assaulted and injured news reporters. He didn't even let them know. He basically wanted to clear out the plaza just so that he could do a photo op with the Bible. Thank you, Trump, for repressing free speech. Thank you, Trump.
Wow, he sounds like he's been busy.
He'd been busy when he was president for 4 years. He'd been busy dividing the country and being divisive and hurting the economy. So, I don't care what you think politically. This should transcend politics. Trump is a corrupt official. He behaves like a mafia boss. He has no loyalty to anybody but himself. And he's only in it to make money. He's used the presidency to enrich himself. He got tons of money from the Saudi government through his hotels, or his hotel, the Trump Hotel in Washington, D.C. And the Saudi government was triple double booking rooms because it was like a backhanded bribe to Donald Trump. Trump wouldn't divorce himself from his business. Thank you, Trump, for allowing yourself to be bribed from Saudi Arabia. Thank you, Trump. No, screw you, Trump. So, yeah. You having fun with this? Are you amused?
Yeah, just like really, really busy guy, and yeah, so but who is this Ron DeSantis guy? I heard of him, but
He's running against
the governor
Trump,
of
but
Florida.
he has no chance. Now, Ron DeSantis might have a chance if Trump is forced to drop out of the race because he's convicted and goes to prison. But if Trump is not convicted and or is not forced to go to prison and is continued to allow to run for president, Ron DeSantis is running like 40 points behind Donald Trump. He's competing for the Republican nomination. I don't like Ron DeSantis. I think Ron DeSantis is almost as bad as Trump. He's not quite as bad as Trump, but he's almost as bad as Trump. And I would vote for Biden over DeSantis any day. Because what DeSantis is the current governor of Florida, what he's done with Florida has been awful. With the Don't Say Gay bill, with basically taking over the Department of Education in the state of Florida, firing teachers, wanting to do a political test. We just got the 10-minute warning. So do you want to do Ukraine war update? I know you
Oh,
usually like
absolutely.
that.
Yeah, I believe that. Yeah.
We need to hurry. I'm gonna pull up the Ukraine war map, the battle map. Look. Spoiler alert, it hasn't really changed that much. This war is kind of stagnated. All right.
Doesn't look
You
very
see,
different.
no, that's what I'm saying. The war is very stagnated. I mean, supposedly Ukraine has launched a counteroffensive back in July, and they have not really gained that much ground. You can see here, the Russians still have a favorable defense line along the Dnieper River. The battle lines on the front. And Donetsk region, and so there's been heavy, and I
Oh, you're cutting out.
I'm sorry,
It's right, you're cutting out a little bit.
am I cutting out now?
No.
But captured a couple of small villages near Bakhmut, but they haven't really made any up any major ground. November of last year, when the Russians pulled all their forces out of Kherson to set up a defense line along the Dnieper River. Like I said, I saw a documentary, or I saw a short. It's like a Ukrainian ambulance.
Oh, you're cutting out again.
I'm cutting out again. Is it cutting out
Yeah,
now?
not now.
Okay, maybe my mic is too far away. All right, my cut. Okay, can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, now I can.
Anyway, so basically, I guess I got too far from the mic. This thing is, you can't be too far away from it. But basically, the battle lines have not really changed of last year. The Ukrainians continue to suffer from supply shortages, from the shortage of tires, shortage of ammunition, shortage of head from
Oh,
is
again.
am I cutting out again?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's something wrong with your microphone or something.
All right. Well, yeah, so the Ukrainians really need to, they need to launch a counterattack, cut Russian forces in half, but unfortunately, with their supply shortages and their manpower shortages, they rested reserves to launch an effective counterattack. If the Ukrainians are able to push the Russians out of eastern Ukraine, the problem is the longer this war continues, the longer the Ukrainian government loses political support. And if they lose political support, I mean, like, Ukraine aid from the United States is already on hold because Republicans oppose any further aid to Ukraine.
Yeah.
So they're in a race of time. The Ukrainian army needs to launch an effective counterattack to kick Russia out of eastern Ukraine and Crimea. 2 years, they may lose the initiative entirely and lose reinforcements and supplies, and may lose the war in the long run. But so we don't, you know, we don't, I can't really predict. This war has behaved in a very unpredictable way, as most wars do. And so, I may, you know, who knows what will happen 2 years from now. I know that a lot of whether Ukraine continues to get aid or not depends on whether you have a Democrat or Republican. The Republicans are opposed to aid to Ukraine, and the Democrats are for aid to Ukraine. So we, you know, you know, if the Ukrainian military can be decisive in kicking Russia out of eastern Ukraine before the 2024 election next year, that will be to their strategic advantage. But they need to muster more forces. They may, the Ukrainian military may have overextended themselves. They may need to regroup and pull back and give the Russians a little bit of ground so that they can effectively launch another counterattack. And if I was going to launch a counterattack, need to strategically cut Russian forces in half. But that's just me. I'm not in control of the situation. I have no input or any influence over the situation. But yeah, so Ukraine war update, October 3rd, 2023. Not much has changed in the last year.
No.
Well, anyway, well, thank you for joining me, Daniel. Thank you for joining us. This is The World is a Mess, and I just want to steampunk it. You have a nice day, and I will see you 25 billion years, or will. This is your host, Steampunk Starraisin. I've been your host in here in North Hollywood, and I'm with your co-host, Daniel Bertizen, in Bellwood, Ontario.